this is Jean Watson, and I'm so glad you could join me today on UCB Ireland. Are you battling anxiety or depression today? Are you struggling to trust God in some area of your life that seems unchangeable? Well, first of all, I want you to know that I've been there. I've faced my share of struggles and have at times felt overwhelmed with anxious thoughts. Even this week, a situation arose that seemed bigger than I could handle. My husband and I prayed together about this problem, and I contacted some trusted friends who agreed with us in prayer as well. I'll admit, at first, I felt a bit paralyzed with fear, but we had put the matter into God's hands, and in the end, the situation completely resolved itself and was even turned into a blessing. So my encouragement to you is, when you get a bad report of any kind, don't give way to fear. Pray immediately, not just any kind of prayer. Begin where Jesus taught us to begin, in the prayer he taught his disciples. As he said these words in Luke 11:2, he said, "When you pray, say, 'Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.'" Yes, I know that's not the end of the prayer, but often that first line is all we need to deal with anxiety. You see, often when we are afraid, we see only a small part of the situation. God sees the whole thing. When we in faith say, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name," we are reminding ourselves of who God is and who we are. When we say, "Our Father," we remember, first of all, that we are not alone. Jesus didn't say, "My Father," he said, "Our Father." When we give our hearts and lives to God, we become part of his family. We're not orphans. We're not servants. John 1:12 says, "Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." The Lord is not a distant higher power who doesn't care. He is our Father. God is bigger than any problem we may face on earth. But he's also a father who loves us deeply, deeply enough to send his son to die for us so we could climb up into his lap when we're afraid and just let him love us. As we place God on the throne of our hearts and give him our attention and adoration, fear loses its power over us. Doubt loses its power. Worry and depression lose their power. Then, from a heart of worship, we can pray in faith, believing rather than fearing. And Jesus said, "All things are possible to him who believes." That's Mark 9:23. Finally, when I begin my prayer time with worship, he reminds me of who I am. Because he is El Shaddai, Lord God Almighty, then I have no need to fear. Because he is Elyon, the Most High God, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Because he is Adonai, Lord and Master, then he's in charge of my life. Because he's Yahweh, Lord Jehovah, then he's in charge of this world. Because he's Jehovah Nissi, the Lord my banner, then he will fight for me today. Because he's Jehovah Ra, the Lord my shepherd, he will guide my steps. Because he's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals, he can heal my body and my heart. Because he's Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there, I'm not alone. Because he's Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness, he is my defense. Because he's Elohim, God, he's always there. Because he's Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. He will take care of my needs today. Because he's Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace, I have his peace no matter what happens. When I was little and I had a problem, I would go to my daddy. I could just climb into his lap and know I was going to be okay. My father rarely told me he loved me, but I could see how much he adored me when he looked into my eyes. I know not everyone had a father like that in real life, but you do now. And prayer is just going to your papa in heaven every day, climbing into his lap, loving on him, letting him love on you, telling him all your troubles and resting, knowing he'll take care of you because he adores you. And when you're done sitting in his lap, I mean praying, he gives you his peace because he's your dad. What if every morning when you wake up, you could climb into God's lap and just get a hug from heaven? What if every day you could sit with him face to face and remember just how powerful and wonderful he is? And what if every day you could hear him remind you how much he adores you? What if every morning you could start your day healed, whole, restored, and filled in the presence of God, knowing exactly who you are, and without fear, knowing who your God is? Well, you can. The Lord is there for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So the next time you're afraid, go to your Father right away. Your Father and my Father in heaven. He's waiting for you. Let's go to him right now in prayer. Our Father who is in heaven, holy is your name. Though you are bigger and more powerful than we can imagine, you are also more loving and tender than any human father could be. I pray right now for anyone listening who's struggling with fear, depression, doubt, or hopelessness, that you would reveal your love to them as Father God. Thank you that we're held in your hands today and that your love will see us through. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, you're not alone and you are not without help. You have a Father in heaven who loves you. Thanks for listening, and I hope you can tune in again next time on UCB Ireland. Take care now.